This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our education correspondent, Amy Scott, spent a good part of last year at a high school near Cincinnati, Euler School, it's called, for a series about how Euler is turning around its really high dropout rate. One of the people we met was a senior named Raven Gribbins. She was trying to become the first in her family to finish high school and go to college. Raven did graduate last spring, and today Amy picks up her story in college as part of a new series we're going to call First in the Family. Here's Amy.
Raven shows up for her first day at Penn State Greater Allegheny outside Pittsburgh in shorts and flip-flops, her blondish-brown hair pulled back into a ponytail. She heads to her dorm, the only one on this campus of 700 students.
I think it's right here on the end. Oh, my name's on there.
The room is standard issue. Cinder block walls, mini fridge, and Raven and her dad, Michael Gribbins, are like any father and daughter doing the college drop-off thing, bickering over where to put the TV, how to make the bed.
You actually think that bed looks okay?
I never made a college bed before.
Only this is totally new for the Gribbins family. They brought support, Raven's high school basketball coach, Joe Saylor.
That's all right, she's not in the Navy.
Tuck it up underneath.
No, because
you can feel the worry in the room. A few years ago, college was a distant possibility for Raven. She wasn't much of a student, got in a lot of fights. She grew up in poverty, raised by a grandmother while her parents battled drug and alcohol addiction. Her father, Mike, has since turned his life around. And in her last couple years of high school, so did Raven.
Everybody used to tell me all the time, like, you're not going to make it through high school. You're going to have a baby by 16 and everything else like that. So I'm glad to prove all of them wrong.
She won't be alone here. About half her classmates are also first-generation college students. That compares to about a third nationally. Colleges are grappling with how to help these students succeed. First-generation students are less likely to graduate on time because they have to hold down jobs to cover their tuition, or they're not prepared for college-level work. Raven says she only read a few books in her English class last year.
Like, I'm not scared of how the classes are going to be because I know they're going to be hard because they're college classes. But I'm not going to be afraid to ask questions and get help, either.
And she's got more help than most. Her tuition, room and board, and books are all paid for with grants and scholarships, thanks partly to an anonymous Penn State alum who heard her story on Marketplace last spring. She's also got a mentor, another listener who wanted to help. After she settles into her dorm room, Raven and her dad and coach drive to the student center to meet him.
I'm Michael. My dad.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
How you doing, Joe Saylor?
Hi, Joe. How you doing? You're a coach, right?
Yeah.
Seen your picture.
James Lennox is a philosophy professor at the University of Pittsburgh, close by. They pick up some food from Wendy's and drive over to a picnic area on the Youghiogheny River.
One thing I'd like to establish right now is a kind of schedule for you to check in with me on a regular basis.
That works.
Lennox starts right off with a tip.
It's a fairly regular thing in my classes for students to come up to me after the first class and introduce themselves. And that is so smart of them, because getting that kind of personal connection with the professor is really, really, really important.
Yeah, and that's something that we mentioned to her on the way up here. Just sit in front of the class. Let them know who you are.
And ask questions. If you don't understand something, shoot the hand up.
No problem.
Her dad jumps in. He's worried about being so far away.
She's 18 years old, and I have to make her do her homework. I have to make her study, ground her, and make her study for these tests.
Yeah.
I can't be there to get on her and say, hey, you know what, hey, look.
No, I'm going to do it.
There's other help at the school, if she wants it. Greater Allegheny has a federally funded support program for first-generation and low-income students.
Indeed, if one were to go back 4 or 5 decades, I, too, was a first-generation student at this campus.
That's the school's chancellor, Curtis Porter. As an athlete on the volleyball team, Raven will have to spend at least 6 hours a week studying in a supervised program at the library. But ultimately, Porter says, it will come down to her.
I think there's a pivotal moment that all students who are successful get to, where the student begins to realize that this is their education. Nobody's going to make me go to class. That rests upon my shoulders.
Before Raven is on her own, Coach Saylor gives her one last pep talk.
Just don't be intimidated by anything that happens up here.
I'm not.
I mean, there's going to be times you're sitting there and it's going to seem like everybody else knows exactly what they're talking about, and you're going to feel like maybe you don't have a clue, but you just got to dig in, show them what you're made of.
She hugs her dad and waves as they drive away.
Wave as you go. Love you.
A week later, she has her very first college class.
So this is English 001, Understanding Literature. My name is Matt. Call me Matt. Call me Mr. Zabrowski.
It's a remedial class designed to prepare students for college-level work.
So we are going to be talking a lot about writing skills, specifically academic kinds of writing.
Raven sits in front, and afterward, she goes right up and introduces herself.
Yeah, good to meet you. Take care.
In McKeesport, Pennsylvania, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Amy's earlier reporting on Raven and Euler School is part of our One School, One Year digital interactive. There's plenty more there about Euler. Check it out, marketplace.org.